WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. This hour at the Kennedy Space Center.
3, 2, 1. Ignition and lift off.
And with that, four astronauts are headed to the International Space Station aboard a SpaceX Dragon capsule to relieve Butch Wilmore and Sudie Williams, who've been in space for the last 9 months, despite their original mission that was supposed to last just 8 days. Led by Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, enough Senate Democrats voted to allow the GOP-authored spending bill to advance today and eventually pass this afternoon. It goes to President Trump's desk ahead of tonight's midnight shutdown deadline. The realization that a shutdown wasn't going to happen helped the stocks rally today to their best day in months, Dow up 674 points today. And President Trump spoke at the Justice Department today, saying, quote, "We're turning the page on corruption." Trump pledging to expose his enemies and called for the imprisonment of his opponents. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
With calls to her office jumping from 100 or less per day to over 1,000 a day, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin holds another online opportunity to talk with Wisconsinites from the nation's capital. Melissa Kay has more information.
Senator Baldwin addressed the recent mass firings, slashing of budgets, and funding freezes ordered by the Trump administration.
A lot of what we've seen so far, in my opinion, and I am a lawyer, so my legal opinion, has been unconstitutional or illegal.
These actions have affected Head Start programs, fire departments, dairy farmers, and medical research on Alzheimer's, diabetes, and cancer, to name a few. The mass firings have affected tens of thousands of people.
And so while we all support efficiency and going after waste and fraud, this is of a different character altogether.
The Senate is currently working to pass a spending bill to continue funding the government temporarily. The deadline is 11:59 p.m. tonight. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
A bill with new laws to protect children and keep violent reoffenders in jail passed the Wisconsin Assembly yesterday. The new laws include the Canine Rigs Act, increasing penalties for causing bodily harm or killing police dogs. The parental notification if child is victim of alleged sexual misconduct at school law requires parents to be promptly notified if their child is a victim of sexual misconduct by a school employee. Life sentence for child trafficking increases the penalty for that crime, and revoking parole for committing a crime applies to individuals granted parole, probation, or extended supervision. The bill must now pass the Senate before it heads to Governor Tony Evers' desk for signature. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Badgers advance in the tournament. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers beat the UCLA Bruins today, 86-70. Wisconsin was the 5 seed, the Bruins the 4. So how much does a win like this boost their confidence? Badgers guard Kamari McGee.
It builds that confidence even more than it already was, because we know, like, games like that Michigan State game, that wasn't really us. We are all great players and who can shoot it, and we just got to keep shooting the shots.
The Badgers face Michigan State in the Big Ten semifinals tomorrow at noon. NFL. The Packers losing Eric Wilson in free agency. The linebacker was a standout on special teams the past 3 seasons. He's now headed back to the Vikings. And defensive back Eric Stokes has joined the Raiders and was asked, what's it like going from Green Bay to Las Vegas?
I absolutely love Green Bay, but after about 10 o'clock, there's nothing else to eat in Green Bay. So I'm really excited for, like, the food options here. Yeah, so I just can't wait.
That's Raiders defensive back Eric Stokes with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy tonight with passing showers and thunderstorms. Windy tomorrow with areas of rain mixing with and changing to snow by the evening. Temps fall out of the 50s tonight into the 40s tomorrow. Sunshine and around 40 for a high Sunday. Currently it's 66.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill?
Donating Me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. We've got a whole show dedicated to the holiday. We're going to be talking about Irish heritage. We've got live Irish music. We'll explain what the heck curling is. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. From Oshkosh to Neenah, this is 98.3 WISS. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who once tore his ACL playing chess, Pete Schwabba.
It can happen. Let's light it up, folks. We got an hour to go here in our Nightlight week here. Great to have you with me. We've had some great texts. Our question of the night, in honor of International Pie Day, this is the wrong kind of pie, but it's more interesting than math pie. What is your favorite kind of pie? We've had so many great suggestions, I've forgotten that some of these exist, starting with key lime, which seems to be almost the consensus, I would say. Paul, do you have a favorite kind of pie?
There is only one correct answer here, and that is in Southern Door County, going and getting a Belgian pie.
What's in a bell? Is it cherries? I assume Door County, or
that's a popular one, but prune, poppy seed are more the traditional flavors.
Wow, I have to tell you, that does not sound appealing on any level.
A lot of people don't like them, and I understand why.
I love that you're standing firm though, and you have your. So is that your favorite? The prune. Belgian prune and poppy seed pie.
No, a cherry Belgian pie.
Okay,
would be my favorite.
But they make prune pie.
That is the traditional flavor.
No
prune,
kidding.
Prune and poppy seed. Yep.
I am curious. I do kind of want to try it because there must be something to it, right?
Oh yeah.
Fig Newtons never looked appealing to me when I was a kid. I always thought, why would you do that when you give chocolate and all that other stuff? But that does sound interesting. Paul Vandenplas is my guest here. He is the founder of the Wonderfully Wisconsin channel. It is fantastic. Check it out. We are getting through your text. How are we doing on text, Conrad? Are we
we have one more text.
Oh, yeah, that looks...
Anna from Madison.
All right, Anna from Madison says, there is also a Norske Nook in DeForest. Does that ring a bell? Norske Nook.
Well... I think that was a place that Ellie was talking about.
Right? Oh, well.
But there's another one in.
Oh, down south or near Madison. I got you. Okay. All right. Thank you, Anna. All right. Well, I wonder which one we're closer to. Hey, we got a fun week coming up next week on Nightlight, folks. Some great guests, as usual. Todd Michaels will be here. We're going to be talking about aliens, which supposedly exist now, according to a new documentary. Todd will set the record straight. Dave Hansen, the brewmaster at Flick's Brewhouse in Madison, will be joining us. Christina Laurie from Up North News does great work. Scott Clace, actor from the show Bosch Legacy, who has been on every single season, is going to join us on Wednesday. Rob Thomas. Mike Toomey makes the popcorn pick of the week. A really fun week next week, too. But we got a whole hour to go here before we fully embrace the weekend, and Paul Vandenplas is helping us do that right now. So, Paul, I had a big question for you. So, I don't know where to start. Let's talk about your videos before we get back into some of the more fun food stuff. How much effort goes into that? When you're cutting, like Rob Brackenridge was here last night, comedian from Appleton.
Sure.
He did a quick video with us and he said, well, I have to edit it first. Now, I've edited things, but never TikTok videos or Instagram videos. How much work goes into that? And how long does it take?
Quite a bit. You know, for a 1 minute video, because that's what I try on TikTok. It's right around a minute.
Okay.
So I would say there's probably 45 minutes to an hour worth of editing,
wow,
voiceover work, choosing the correct audio.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I choose my music and it's whatever music is going to be the feel for that video. So
okay.
it takes about an hour just for editing.
No kidding.
Yep.
For a 1 minute video.
For a 1 minute video.
I don't even have the attention span to sit through a 1 minute video. So
yeah, I don't know how, I don't know how some people do, you know, movies. I can't even imagine now. Yeah. I understand why that takes 6 months.
I've done movies and it takes forever. It is a very tedious process. That's why it's more appealing when you make little, like they used to be Vines and then there was Twitch. Right. TikTok now is the big thing. But yeah, it seems like it would be more rewarding to shoot something and have it up that day. Like,
right.
Boom, you know. Do you get to eat for free when you go to some of these places?
Nope.
Do they notice you? No?
See? No, and that's okay. Yeah. I'm there to support these small businesses. So I'm just happy to do that.
Yeah. Good for you. So is there somewhere you haven't been yet in Wisconsin that you're dying to go to or you can't wait to see it?
The Apostle Islands.
Oh, nice.
I have not done that yet.
Me either.
And it's what's cool about the Apostle Islands is like if you go in summer, it's a completely different experience than if you go in winter.
Right.
So it's so cool.
And they have those caves there you can the kayak caves. Through, right? That looks just incredible. Yeah. Is that Bayfield?
Yeah, Bayfield area, yeah.
You think the bugs are bad up there?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So what is the best pie? Oh, I asked you that.
Yeah.
But that is that your favorite or was that your saying that's the best?
No, I'm Belgian.
Oh, okay.
And so, well, specifically Wallonian Belgian.
Yeah.
So that's getting real deep Wisconsin.
Wow.
So that's where my family heritage and I grew up eating those pies from that area and I love them.
Is it nice to be part of an ethnicity that doesn't have a negative connotation? Like, nobody ever says, oh, that guy's Belgian. Watch out for him. Honestly, that's like,
sure.
You guys are friendly and there's no, you don't really carry any baggage into a new friendship when you tell someone you're Belgian.
No,
right?
No, we got, yeah. we're known for our beer and chocolate. So, hey.
And waffles.
And waffles. So, that's right.
All right. There you go. What is the most bizarre place in Wisconsin you've seen?
Oh, God, that's got to be House on the Rock.
Yeah?
Yeah. That place is wild.
I have never been there either. And that's been on my list for years.
Oh yeah, it's so odd. Just but you're kind of in awe when you go.
Yeah,
there. It's just it's so different. It's way different than anything you'll ever see.
All right, best microbrewery.
Boy, let's go with Omega Brewing Works in Omro. It's the tiniest tap room you've ever seen. I think they can fit maybe 10 people in it. But they really? Are actually starting to win awards for some of the best beer coming out of Wisconsin.
Oh,
so
that's fantastic.
No one knows about them. Go there if you like craft beer.
But be one of the 10 to get
be in. One of the 10.
All right. Favorite city in Wisconsin?
Oh, man, that's tough. Let's go with Eau Claire. Or not Eau Claire, La Crosse. La Crosse. Let's,
yeah, I'm not surprised. A lot of people that I've had on the show, I don't ask them that question, but just because it's on the Mississippi and it's a little more hilly, what do you like about Eau Claire? Is it a people thing or more?
I mean, La Crosse. I accidentally said Eau Claire. But for me, La Crosse, it's... For the size city that it is, it seems so much bigger.
Okay.
And their downtown is incredible. It's a really good foodie city. So if you're looking for good restaurants, they have a number of breweries there. If you're an active person, a ton of opportunities for hiking.
Oh, trails, and right? Yeah,
trails everywhere. Yeah. Getting out, doing kayaking on the Mississippi, fishing. Just
wow.
Incredible. It's incredible.
Conrad, we got a road trip. All right. So... Paul, ladies and gentlemen, Paul Van Amplas is here. He is the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. Check it out on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. He's got quite a following. His videos have gone viral. I've never even gotten a sniff of a viral video. In fact, when I see other people's viral videos, they just get pulled. It's like I'm a cancer for viral videos. Paul has agreed to take our Wisconsin quiz. And again, now this is not, there's no studying required, Paul. I think you'll probably do okay. We've had some people crush it and a couple people that just did okay, but it's just a fun quiz. So it's multiple choice.
All right.
And Conrad, you get the bell ready? All right. Paul Van Amplas, founder, Wonderfully Wisconsin, taking the new, we should rename this, the Wonderfully Wisconsin quiz. Do you have any sponsorships open for?
Sure, absolutely. Okay. We'll work it out.
It'll cost you $5,000 a week. All right. The first kindergarten classes in the U.S. were held in what city in 1856 at the home of a German couple?
Boy, I think that's Watertown, but I could be wrong.
Okay. Where's my bell? We got to go stereo on. Where's the bell? Oh, okay. All right, one more time, Conrad. Ready? All right, Paul is one for one. Number two, focusing on a group of six teenagers' lives in Point Place, Wisconsin, 50 years ago. What's the name of the groovy Fox period sitcom that starred Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis?
That 70s Show.
We don't even have to read the multiple choices. He's just crushing it right out of the gate. Two for two. Number three, Delavan, Wisconsin is the location of the factory that produces what brand of rectangular chocolate mint candies?
I do believe that's Andes.
And we were worried about him. Like, we don't want to embarrass him, and he's like embarrassing us. All right, number four. No peeking, Paul. What tear-inducing satire news site was founded by two students at the University of Wisconsin-Madison in 1988?
The one, the only, The Onion.
Bam! Is anyone else's ears ringing? What's going on here? All right, number five. The first cheesehead was not worn at a Green Bay Packers game, but instead at a game for what baseball team? A, Chicago Cubs. B, Fond du Lac Spiders. C, Milwaukee Brewers. I'm sorry, C, Milwaukee Braves. D, Milwaukee Brewers.
That's the Brewers.
How did you know that?
Oh, I'm a big baseball fan.
Okay. I guess I believe you. All right, number six. Paul is 5 for 5, crushing the Wonderfully Wisconsin quiz, aptly named for his endeavors. During the summer, the population of Door County reaches blank the number of year-round residents. Is it A, 5 times, B, 20 times, C, 100 times, D, 10 times?
Boy, that's tough. I'm going to go that with 20 times.
I'm sorry, Paul. It's D, 10 times. I would have, this is embarrassing. The first time I saw that, I would have guessed 100 times because I've been there in the summer.
Oh, it seems like it.
It really does. And 10 doesn't seem like that much, but it really is, though.
Wow.
But, all right, you're still doing very well. I would say, what is 5 out of 6? That's like a B plus, right?
Yeah.
Or a B?
Yeah.
All right, you got time to bring your grade up. Lots of time left in the semester here. Number 7. Soviet satellite Sputnik 4 fell out of orbit in 1962, and while most of it burned up on reentry, a 20-pound piece of debris crashed to the ground in what city? Do I even have to read them?
No, I stood right on the spot. It's Manitowoc.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, right in the middle of the road. It's cool.
Manitowoc is correct. When I went there, I thought there was going to be more, like, a big plaque and pictures, and it's just this little round ring in the, because it's in the road. They can't do much, but it's really cool to see that.
They have a festival called Sputnik Fest, and it's one of the funkiest festivals in the United States.
It really is. It's very bizarre. I judged a costume contest there last year, and I don't know what happened, but I wore shorts. It was October, and I think I got hypothermia because everybody else there was in costume. I don't know what I was thinking, but it is a really fun festival. All right, number 8. Paul is 6 for 7, Conrad?
7 for 8.
7 for 8. No, because we've only read 7 questions.
Okay, yeah, you said it right.
It's a good thing you're not celebrating the other Pi Day because, okay, number 8, the first ever Flag Day was celebrated in what county?
Oh, man, let's go with Ozaukee. It's probably Dane. Oh, okay.
Wow. All right, Paul is 7 for 8. I think if you get 9 for 10, everybody needs to go follow Wonderfully Wisconsin right now. Just a suggestion, right? It's a good way to help. All right, how are we doing on time, Connor? Are we good? Can we keep you through one more quick break? It's like a minute long, and then we have then we have to kick you out, Paul.
Okay.
I know you want to stay, but all right. Number 9, celebrated on April 22nd. Earth Day was created by then-Wisconsin U.S. Senator A, Gaylord Nelson, B, Aaron Rodgers, C, Tammy Baldwin, or D, Scott Lucas.
I believe that's Gaylord Nelson.
Wow. There's not even enough bells to go around. All right, we're going to stop right there. We're going to do a very quick break, and then Paul's got 6 more questions. We got to be able to bang that out in the last segment before the news. Paul Vandenplas is here, folks. Check him out at Wonderfully Wisconsin. Great channel. We're coming right back.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Always a good time when you stop in at Ooga Brewing in Beaver Dam. Music for the Shamrockin' Bar Crawl. March 15th, it starts with Whitney Rose at 4 p.m. and James Crockett at 10. Then be sure to check out the Bockfest celebration March 22nd and the annual tapping of Roaming Goat Maibach, plus live music, campfires, and beer spiking available for a limited time. Ooga Brewing Company, 301 South Spring Street, part of Beaver Dam's vibrant downtown.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got carried away. Going to the text line, what is your favorite kind of pie? Kate from the 715 says chocolate pie. That's a great answer. No derivative, just chocolate pie. If there's chocolate in pie, I think I said chocolate cream pie initially.
Yeah.
Before Key Lime reared its beautiful head. Bridget from the 818 says, my favorite pie is pumpkin pie with lots of whipped cream on Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day, and any other day during the year. The best. Well, that narrows it down. Thank you, Bridget, from the 818. Those are great texts. Terry Barr coming up in just a few minutes after the news for a Bar Band Friday night. Love the music Terry is bringing tonight and can't wait to talk to her about that. But right now, we have a few more minutes with our new friend, Paul Vandenplaus, who is taking our Wisconsin quiz. And is he 9 for 10, Conrad, or 8 for 9?
8 for 9.
8 for 9. All right. You ready, bud? All right. Number 10. What is the motto for Wisconsin? A, deer are near. B, beer for all. C, forward. D, whoop, sorry, I didn't see you there.
As much as I want to answer D, it's C, forward.
This isn't even, you could do this in your sleep, dude. 9 for 10. Paul Vandenplaus, check out Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's here in the studio tonight taking the, this might be the first time we've ever given this quiz in person.
Yeah, I think so.
Is it true?
All yeah.
Right. Right. Mark this day. Paul, big day. Where, number 11, where was the first Quick Trip?
Eau Claire.
I'm not surprised you got that one. In what Wisconsin city was the typewriter invented in 1867? Was it A, Beaver Dam, B, Beloit, C, Kiel, D, Milwaukee?
That's tough, but let's go with Milwaukee.
Damn. All right. Instincts. He's embarrassing us, Conrad. Let me go back to the drawing board here. What is the state wildlife animal? Is it A, badger, B, white-tailed deer, C, elk, D, oriole?
Badger.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, wildlife animal, so it's probably the white-tailed deer.
That's a tough one. Reading that one and the typewriter. I'm surprised you got the typewriter because I don't think I would have gotten that one. But that the white-tailed deer, yeah. All right, so Paul is 11 for 13. Very respectable. Number 14, two more questions. What was the highest recorded temperature in Wisconsin on July 13th, 1936?
Oh, boy. Probably D107?
Oh, close. It's B104. I'm going to give you just a complimentary. 11 of 14, still nothing to sneeze at. Number 15, what famous actor grew up in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and played an angry green guy? A, Willem Dafoe, B, Chris Farley, C, Mark Ruffalo, D, Harry Houdini.
Oh, that's Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, nice. Closing strong. 12 or 15, not bad, Paul. That was a very respectable showing. Hey, this has been fun. We have a couple minutes left. And what I usually do when people come on the show, we talk about TV and movies a lot. Have you seen anything lately that you're excited about when it comes to binge watching, or a movie you saw, or a kid's movie? You got two kids?
Yeah. I would say just Wisconsin theme, Green and Gold. Incredible movie. It was nice. Very good. Very good. But no, my wife and I are watching Severance. Unbelievable. Love that show.
I got to check that out. Everybody that comes on the show talks about Severance.
Oh, it is good.
Why is it so good? Tell people, if they're listening, what you like about it. I don't know much about it. I know there's like, it's a science fiction type show, right?
Yeah.
That's about all I know.
I don't know. The cinematography is great on it. There's just elements of comedy that are just worked deep into it. You know, it's nothing slapstick. You know, it's none of that. And it's a very deep thinking show. You could rewatch it 5 times and you'll just notice different things.
Wow.
It is so good.
So you guys like the same TV shows as husband and wife?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What's that like? That must be nice.
It's great.
My wife and I used to be, and now she, like, they call it Netflix cheating. If you find a good show, you just, when the other person's out, you like watch all the shows. It's very unfair. So sure. I applaud you. All right. So let's say, all right, last question for you, Paul. What is the most, I think you kind of already answered this, most beautiful area of the state? Did I ask you that? Driftless.
It's Driftless region.
So you make your home in Appleton now. What's your favorite, we've got a couple more minutes. Conrad, what can we ask Paul? What's your favorite small town? 100,000 and 104,000. What's the population of Green Bay? 107?
I don't know.
Favorite small town in Wisconsin?
Oh, boy. That's a loaded question. Well, I particularly like Pulaski. I went to high school there. And just a great farming community. Everybody knows everybody, but in a good way. You know, it's not too in your business.
Okay.
And being a part of a farming community, you know, you really get to see what real Wisconsin is like and how giving people are here.
Right.
You know, so I will always be forever grateful to have experienced growing up in a small town.
No wonder you liked Green and Gold so much.
Oh,
it's a great farm story, right?
It hit home.
Do you go to Door County much?
Oh, yeah. My best friend since first grade, he lives there. His whole family's from Southern Door County. His parents met at Southern Door High School. You know, like, so I've spent a lot of time in Southern Door County, Brussels, Namur area.
Such a beautiful area. And we've had Anders, the director of the film, on the show twice. And both times I forgot to ask him where that farm was. I'm dying to know where that was, because you could kind of see the water from it. And it was just so cool.
Oh, I'm going to figure that out.
All right. Well, continued success. It's been great having you on the show. Thank you for coming to the studio. Just a really fun time and great meeting you, buddy.
Awesome. Likewise. Thank you.
Yeah.
I love coming on here and just getting to talk about Wisconsin and what a great place it is.
There's a lot to talk about. And I don't think people like... You know, I mean, whether you're on a bus traveling around playing high school sports or whatever, or going to the North Woods or in the bigger cities. Here's my last question for you. I'm going to put you on the spot. Appleton or Green Bay?
Appleton.
Oh.
Conrad.
I mean, I loved Appleton when I lived there, too. So.
Oh, you live there?
For like a summer, pretty much.
That's a cup of coffee, man. Come on.
I loved it, though. It was fun.
Why? Just why? Just because you're raising your kids there? You probably have, or is it the actual city itself?
I think it's a little bit quieter than Green Bay. And there's a lot, you know, it's a good foodie city.
Yeah.
There's just a lot going on. Nothing against Green Bay.
No,
I think it's just a little bit quieter.
You got the PAC there. It's very cool.
Absolutely. And, go to catch a T-Grats game, you know.
You have, it's definitely quieter. We sit here and we have mufflers going by outside here. We have to re-record stuff all the time. All right, Paul Vanaplas, this has been a pleasure. I hope you come back sometime, and we're going to tweak that quiz. We'll get something going there. But continued success with Wonderfully Wisconsin. Follow him, folks, on all the platforms. We're coming right back on a Bar Band Friday night with our friend Terry Barr. That's next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I can't hear a sound, folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so leave it alone.
Well, I spent all that day fixing up to go somewhere. Thought I was late, and I found she wasn't there.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. At a candidates forum for races in Oshkosh, the League of Women Voters of Winnebago County announced its stance against a constitutional amendment referendum. Marjorie Davey, president of the LWV of Winnebago County.
Like the referendum questions presented last year, this again seeks to disenfranchise voters by placing voting limits into the state constitution instead of allowing bipartisan discussions to pass policies, although Wisconsin's photo ID law is among the most restrictive in the nation already. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin urges voters to vote no to this question.
The constitutional referendum is on the April 1st ballot. Early voting begins Tuesday, March 18th. Severe weather is expected to come through Wisconsin this weekend. We could see severe thunderstorms, maybe even tornadoes. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot reports that even in winter, this is not that unusual.
We've seen it before. The first tornadoes ever recorded in the state in the usually frigid month of February tore through mostly rural areas on a day that broke records for warmth. It set up the perfect scenario for the type of severe weather normally seen in the late spring and summer. These storms last year left a swath of destruction that included dead and missing cows, roofs blown off of homes, destroyed storage sheds and barns, trashed vehicles and shattered windows. And now, Mother Nature might be back for more. Tomorrow, temperatures will soar to the low 70s. Dew points will also rise, adding some mugginess to the air. Then a front will slam into the state, firing up a strong line of thunderstorms at night. A few tornadoes are possible, and damaging wind gusts are likely.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A new documentary says We Are Not Alone. The Age of Disclosure premiered at the South by Southwest Film Festival in early March and claims aliens are real and that the government has covered up their existence for the last 80 years. The doc claims non-human biological matter has been collected from spacecraft crash sites. Director Dan Farah interviewed 34 government officials who confirmed some type of extraterrestrial life, but the film does not offer a whole lot of actual proof other than talking heads. No confirmation as to whether or not people have actually been probed. As promised, I said I would report back when I finished the show Zero Day on Netflix. The six-parter starring Robert De Niro and Joan Allen explores what happens after a massive grid outage that kills over 3,000 Americans. Zero Day has some great moments, but ties everything up a little too neatly at the end. Having said that, De Niro is great. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy tonight with passing showers and thunderstorms. Windy tomorrow with areas of rain mixing with and changing to snow by the evening. Temps fall out of the 50s tonight into the 40s tomorrow. Sunshine and around 40 for a high Sunday. Currently at 64 degrees.
Picture waking up to stunning waterfront views on Lake Michigan with private beach access right outside your door. Can you see it? Make it a reality and book a vacation rental in Door County, Wisconsin, and discover a world of natural beauty and relaxation. Explore charming small towns full of arts, shopping, and history. Head out for boating, kayaking, and hiking in scenic parks, or stop and sip local wines at Door County's best wineries and breweries. What kind of trip are you planning? Find your perfect Door County getaway today at SimpleLifeRentals.com.
The Oshkosh Chamber Business Expo is back on Wednesday, March 19th from 11 till 6 p.m. This chamber goes on for one day every year at the Oshkosh Convention Center with over 100 businesses participating with booths, offering great ways to make new connections and see who's in your area. They'll close out the day with a taste of Oshkosh, your chance to sample food and beverages from area restaurants, caterers, and breweries. Plus, it's only $5 to get in. So head to WISS.FM, click events, and learn more.
Mino and the Mayor.
On Monday's show, Mike Stepak from Fox Sports sits in for me while I'm off on vacation.
Then we'll check in with Jeff Urkey from Pickle and Bags. We'll give you a shot at winning Mino's money, courtesy of Nicolet Bank, and Jim's bringing back a tank top. Join us.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
It's kind of like Terry and I are kind of co-hosts of Bar Band Friday Night. I feel like I have a really fun, cool co-host for 30 minutes every week. When Terry Barr is here, she's the host of Max Inc. Radio with Jimmy and Rocker, and they do a great job. She joins us here every Friday night at 7:35 for Bar Band Friday Night. Great to have you, my friend.
Oh, Pete, how are you? Happy Friday, and the weather. What is going on?
Oh, my gosh. It's insane. I was in Madison for 3 days this week, and it was, I think it was 70 on Monday or Tuesday. I don't know. It was beautiful, though. And it's warmer in Green Bay today, I think, than it is in Milwaukee.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, not that Milwaukee's a tropical paradise. I'm just saying, like, you know, we're a little farther north. I don't know. How are you tonight?
I am so good. Always happy to be here with you and Conrad and all of your amazing listeners. And it's fun because we talk about fun stuff. As the Max Inc. crew always says, we unplug from politics for at least a few minutes.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's great to share music with everyone and to get the appreciation for local original music, which I love.
Which, not only that, but I've told you this before on the show, I had no idea there was this much local talent music-wise in Wisconsin. I don't know how you, every week, you show up with someone new that I haven't heard of, and they're great. And not that I'm Mr. Music, but I've, you know, I just feel like I can't believe there are this many undiscovered artists. And maybe on some level they are discovered, but I feel like they should be huge, you know?
I know. I agree. You know, there are times you go to a big concert and you listen and you think, yeah, these are amazing artists. Why aren't our artists being recognized for being as amazing? Somebody's going to break through soon. You know, somebody is.
Well, you're certainly doing your part on Max Inc. with a 6-hour radio show every Saturday night. I mean, you guys are definitely trying. Tonight's band, I love this name, Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. Please tell me where that came from, if you know.
The ladies in this band, they are a trio of amazing women musicians from across southern Wisconsin. They are also in a million other projects, as everyone is.
Yeah.
But each of them brought the name to the band representing one of them. And rarely do you understand or get to know which one is which, Gin, Chocolate, or Bottle Rockets.
Why is that? They want to keep you guessing? Is that on purpose?
I think so, which I'm okay with that. When you see them on stage, they're so great on stage. Very lively, very active, very like pulling you in. But then you wonder, oh, is that the one that's Gin? No, wait, that one's Chocolate. No, oh, that one's Bottle Rockets. And then all of a sudden you realize you keep pointing at the same people and they just kind of love that.
That's great. I noticed on their website, it's not Gin, comma, Chocolate. It's Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. Is there a Gin, Chocolate, or is that just a...
No, there should... Oh, maybe they don't know, but there's three people, so there should be Gin for one, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets.
Well, I'm just a weirdo, too. I'm a writer, and I tend to stress over these things. It's just a website. You don't have to.
Where are the commas? How does it look? How does it read? I get it.
This is great, though. I love the title. So they're Madison-based. How did you find them?
Beth Killey is the main artist in this group. Okay. Beth is in four bands in the Madison area. She also does Girls Rock Camp Madison and Ladies Rock Camp Madison. So she is so willing to share her talents with everyone else who wants to learn how to be a musician, or at least be a musician for a week or a weekend.
I
feel so fortunate to know Beth. They moved away. Her husband is a doctor. And they moved away when he was doing his internship. And I was so happy when they came back. He's a musician, too. They actually met in the UW-Madison marching band.
No kid. Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. Yeah. Speaking of local. And this is great. They all sing. Oh, and by the way, if you scroll down the website, it's gin, comma, chocolate, and bottle rocket. So we can keep trying to guess.
Further down.
All right. So you sent three songs. We picked two. We put our heads together. I liked both of the originals, and I love the cover they did. So why don't we start, Con, with one of their originals? This is a song called Lean, Terry. Is this okay if we start with Lean? All right. Let's lean.
Absolutely.
Let's lean
into this.
This
is a great way to hear them.
Yeah, this is Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. The band Terry Bar on a Bar Band Friday Night is introducing us to tonight here on Nightlight.
Your wrist when you slammed the door, told you, girl, don't you make a scene. They laughed when the music made you cry, and at the times you had to dance and sing. You heard that big girls never cry, so you stifled every scream. You be giving them the upper hand, and they saw your moment.
Don't shut them out.
had to leave. Lean into it. Lean into it.
Great song. Great song. And I was leaning towards the other one. Conrad kind of, he says, no, Lean is great. So I'm glad we went with Lean. Good call, Conrad.
Thank you, Conrad.
Yeah. Not that you would have been upset if we had gone with the others.
No, their original music is incredible. And what a showcase of vocals from these women. Again, I mentioned to you, Pete, Beth Keeley, this is her fourth band.
Yeah.
Along with all the other projects she does. She is a Verona person now, but originally from DePere.
Okay.
Jen Farley, this is her third music project. She's in Madison now, but originally from Cleveland. Huh. And then Shawnee Marks. She also has, this is her third project. She's a Baraboo girl through and through.
Wow.
But they play every instrument you hear, which is ridiculous.
And they sound great, like their voices together. Is this the kind of trio, Terry, that would be willing to come into the studio in Madison when Pete Schwab is in town?
They would probably love it, Pete Schwab.
Well, seriously, though, would they just need, they almost sound like they could do a cappella, but would they just be fine with acoustic guitars?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'd be so great.
We have had them on Max Inc. in the past, and they came in with keyboard, accordion.
Oh, I love that.
Shawnee from Baraboo plays accordion, and then Jen just brought in like hand percussion instruments.
Yeah.
And Beth is a guitar player.
They're great. Thank you for that was a great song. Let's hear. Okay, so now they have such great like original stuff, Terry.
Yes.
You sent a song, Sweet Dreams, which is a cover. Why? I'm just curious why they would cover. Maybe they like the song. I don't know. But that's interesting to me when a band with such good original music goes with a cover. Outside of a concert.
And it's odd because between the three of them, they have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 projects going.
Oh my gosh.
Almost all of it is original music. And I've seen Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets quite a few times. And it's rare they play covers, but I think it's one of those know your audience.
Okay.
So they recently did a fundraiser where they played quite a few more covers because they thought the audience would appreciate that more, could sing along. They even had kazoos.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they did a kazoo, like play-along song. So they know what's happening. They have figured out the art of getting the audience to go with you.
Well, it's fun, too, because when I saw Sweet Dreams, that's a famous song by the Eurythmics, and when it started out, and I'm like, I think that's the Eurythmics' Sweet Dream. But they had a cool arrangement with it, too. It sounds really good.
Yes.
So we will hear that song next from Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. It is a bar band Friday night. Our friend Terry Barr is here. Check her out every Saturday night, almost every Saturday night, for Max Inc. Radio here on the network from 6 to midnight every Saturday. Do they still replay it on Sunday?
Yes.
Yes. So you got a lot of opportunities.
Same time.
That's so great. Okay, so if you haven't, obviously, check out Max Inc. Radio, but they will be. And they are featured this week? Is this?
They are in studio this week.
Oh, nice.
We are not back to the hour long where we get to talk to a band for an hour and they play six songs. They are going to be in studio for a half an hour. So we're testing Rocker's health.
Okay. Wow. Great band to
How
run
does his heart hold out for a half an hour of live music?
I have a feeling.
For people that don't know, he did have a heart attack earlier in the year. He is recovering remarkably well. Couldn't wait to get back to this. So they're in. They'll probably do two songs.
Okay.
And a half an hour tomorrow night.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right. We're going to do a very quick break here. Dave on the stream says there is Norsky Nook, Conrad, in DeForest.
Yes. Yep.
So, and then Terry, our mutual pal Craig Knitt says, hi, Terry. Hey, Pete, stop over.
And
then he says, hey, Pete, stop over at the Tarleton before you head home. Meet Bill Rabane. Oh, I wish I could tonight. Green Bay Film Festival happening right down the street, folks. Check it out this weekend.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, yes. We will be right back with more of Bar Band Friday Night with our friend Terry Barr. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Net and Air on Air.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that law?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that law?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that law?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Fifth Ward Brewing Company in Oshkosh, New Denmark Brewing, Duck Creek Distillery and Winery in Denmark, and Captain's Walk Winery in Green Bay. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. Drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Gonna beat some sweet sounds coming down the night shift. I bet you're
Conrad's dad weighing in on our pie question tonight. Steve from Florida says best key lime pie in Key West is Porky's in Marathon Key, 40 miles north of Key West.
Ooh.
They were the first to claim the title back in the day. Steve continues, anyway, we are actually at a pie party. Get together tonight in our little community. Over 70 different pies at the party, very sugared out at this point. Your dad's tripping on sugar right now, Conrad.
I am so jealous.
Terry, do you have a favorite kind of pie? Do you have a favorite kind of pie, Terry?
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I was like so into like Conrad and his parents.
You were thinking of 70 pies, yeah?
Oh my gosh! Cheesecake.
Oh,
does that count as a pie?
I don't know. There's cake in the title, but it seems more pie-ish to me.
It does. The way it's made, it's always like in a circle.
Yeah, that's interesting. All right, so here we have a second song. This is the song. This is Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. It's a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr from Max Inc. Radio is here, as she often is on almost every Friday, pending vacation days. Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. Love the title. We heard Lean, and now we're going to hear Sweet Dreams.
Ooh.
Very exciting. Conrad, hit it, buddy.
Button, 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 button.
Travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something.
Gin, chocolate, and bottle rockets. Man, do they sound good together, Terry.
Aren't they amazing? Yeah.
That's so great.
Well, I'm so happy you enjoyed them. They are also playing the Mama Cares fundraising show in Madison.
Okay.
That's coming up March 30th. So we have been featuring bands playing that show. They are one of the bands. But by summer, they're going to be playing everywhere. They play a lot of vineyards.
Oh, okay. Hey, before I forget.
That seems to be a favorite spot. Outside, open air.
Yeah. Food. Before I forget, we have about a minute left. Maybe not even. So can we get a Bambi's plug in? I know that's coming up next week, right?
Yeah, I have a segment airing tomorrow night.
Oh, cool.
Tomorrow night, he works with the Bammies. The Bammies are in the second year in the Green Bay, Northeast Wisconsin area. That show, oh my gosh, Pete, it's grown to two nights. One night last year for the first year. It's only the second year, two nights. March 19th and 20th at the Tarleton. Find it all on the Tarleton website. Oh my gosh, it's going to be so much fun, so much great live music in Green Bay.
Absolutely love it. Thank you so much. As always, my friend, my Bar Band Friday Night friend. Thank you, Terry. Have a great weekend.
Love you guys.
Love
Thank you,
you too.
To everybody. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Thanks to Terry. Thank you to Paul Vandenplaz, and all your texts and calls. Always fun here on a Friday night on Nightlight. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, a good night, Wisconsin.
I'll sing it to your best friend's house. Marmalade, we're making out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll sing it to your best friend's house. I loved you then and I love you now.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a person with MS and autism and is an advocate for Medicare and Medicaid will join us. Going to be a very interesting conversation. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Hi, Chef Grunder. Let's dive right into the Machine Shed. Fridays here mean all you care to have fried or broiled North Atlantic cod, or try our bone-in seasoned catfish lightly fried. More of a salmon lover? Choose between the Machine Shed's white wine sauce or apple bourbon glaze. Our sautéed savory shrimp will satisfy your taste buds with Old Bay seasoning and Asiago cheese. All great choices. Join us this Friday or every Friday for seafood worth savoring at the Shed.
Fox River Drive, Appleton.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. This evening at the Kennedy Space Center.
2-1. Ignition and lift off. Go SpaceX, go NASA Crew 10.
Four astronauts blasting off on a SpaceX Dragon. Two of them will be replacing Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams, who've spent over 8 months on the International Space Station. The possibility of a government shutdown tonight was shut down when 10 Senate Democrats, including Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, joined with Republicans to move a GOP spending bill to a final vote. It passed that. Now it'll be signed by President Trump tonight. On Fired, we're hearing from sources that some probationary federal workers at the General Services Administration who had been terminated by DOGE received notices today that their employment had been temporarily reinstated and that they were being placed on administrative leave. Sean Diddy Combs pleading not guilty today in the latest version of a federal indictment charging him with 2 decades of sex trafficking crimes. This is ABC News. Top diplomat.